While the neighborhood outcry about the new public housing was couched in concerns over losing a park, original plans for the public housing development seemed to take these concerns seriously. The plans would preserve the pond, and the buildings themselves would take up less than 7% of the parkland. But the federal government rejected this plan. "My God, what is this, a resort?" one federal official scoffed. Ultimately, the pond was buried under the housing complex.